You know how many times I have been in a public place where you shouldn't be taking that kind of content? There was a photographer who wanted to shoot me at the Galleria. The Gala-frickin-ria. Yes! In the pavilion!
Have you ever had the cops called on you?
No, have you?
Yeah.
Stop. Did you get in trouble?
I got a ticket once in New York. So they just said it was like reckless endangerment to the public because someone could get distracted and like fall into the subway station and die.
Oh my God. Welcome back, everyone, to Delulu Canoe, where we talk about what makes us truly Delulu. Today, I am your host, Dare Taylor, or you can call me Dare Bear. And on the producer side, we have Cosmo from The Cosmo Show. Woo, 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 woo. How you doing today, Cosmo?
I'm good. Groovy.
Doing groovy back there? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling the vibes? Are you ready for our guest today?
I'm feeling for the vibes, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'm so excited. Up in our canoe today, in the Delulu canoe today, we have Carlotta Champagne, who is not only a personal friend of mine, she has 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. You're like 10,000 away. You're so close. And also has over 1 million followers on Instagram. So welcome.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you in the canoe. Are you excited to talk about what makes you truly Delulu?
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick.
Oh, no. Is the tea? It's heating up?
Yeah.
It's boiling.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's hear what makes you a little Delulu this week.
Okay. So I've been in the modeling industry for 20 years, and this has consistently been a problem. Recently came up again with a photographer who was like, I don't want to be associated with somebody who is on OF. Mm. And they're an art photographer. My background is art modeling. And meanwhile, they're going to a gallery show that they are promoting on their social media for a famous painter that only painted prostitutes.
Oh.
So I'm so frustrated with gatekeeping in the nude industry, like where people think, oh, well, I'm better than this or I'm better than that. But yet they don't really understand that. It's just all misogyny. I don't know if I'm describing this well.
No, I am. I think you are. I feel like there is such a double standard with, I call it only flapjacks, if you guys don't know. There's such a double standard with it. And it makes no sense to me because it's not the only site that exists out there.
No, and it's not even just that. I've been experiencing this on every level. I once got hired for a fine art photography event, and the guy that organized it, he's like, oh, I'm a super serious art photographer. I only shoot fine art. I normally would not hire somebody with large breasts because large-breasted models really should not be art models. And I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Like, they've just gatekeeped into this, like, you know, you have to have a specific, you know, muscular physique. And I'm like, anyone can be an art model. That's the point of being an art model. Like,
that's insane to me.
But I've dealt with this on every level through my career.
Wow. Okay, so I entered in the art, like the art model industry because after meeting you, it was just something that like naturally came after we had met and I'd worked with a couple of photographers. But I mean, if they were gatekeeping it, I don't feel like they really told me to my face about it. I definitely would get like the criticism when I would show up like, wow, you look a lot different than your photos or like older and younger. But I don't think I've ever felt like gatekept from the term fine art. And I don't know if that's just because maybe I wasn't as down into the fine art as you are, because I know you've been doing it for a long time. I think I got kind of like categorized as glamour.
Yeah.
Just because I've always worn like a lot of makeup. I always like eyeshadows and fun colors.
Well, I think there's just gatekeeping across the board in the like, should I say nude industries?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's nude industries because I see this between lingerie models and swimsuit models.
Yes.
I see this on every level in kind of the sexier world.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the models against each other. I've also had other models tell me like, well, if you have large breasts, you can't be a figure model. And it's just, it's nonsensical. So
that makes no sense to me. Like there's no, like when you look up the definition of fine art model, it has nothing to do with your figure.
No.
Not even your experience, because it's all labels that you can call yourself. Mm-hmm. So to me, the idea of somebody being a gatekeeper over your body in a way and how you want to categorize what you do is asinine.
Yeah.
No sense.
It's blatant misogyny to me, but I don't think people are aware of it within themselves. And that's what's so frustrating. And it's like, I want to tell them without hurting their feelings, like, what you're doing is not actually helping your industry. You think like you're making it a more serious place to be because you've only gotten this specific figure model who's only, you know, done fine art things, but that's not how art works.
Right.
And that's very much like just trying to keep somebody in a box because, quite frankly, if I only did fine art modeling, I wouldn't be able to survive financially.
Yeah. You kind of have to expand outside your niche in order to figure out what you even like in not even just the modeling industry, but in every industry. That's how you figure out what direction you want to go. And it's so strange to me that we're putting labels on bodies. Mm-hmm. Like I get it because like I would describe myself as curvy in that sort of sense. But when it comes to art, can you really put a label on art?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. People do.
I would love to know. So the context of this conversation, like walk me through this a little bit. So he reached out to you, I assume, or you reached out to him being like, hey, I want to shoot, love each other's work. And then he just kind of said right away, like, oh, you're not a fine art model?
Is that the basis? More or less. I mean, it was an acknowledgement of like, you've done all this great stuff with fine art, but I don't want to be associated with you because of your following on social media is linked to OF. And which is really frustrating because it's such success for me.
Yeah.
Like it's strange to me that there's this thought process of like, I don't want to be linked to somebody that has this huge success. And what does that really mean at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Interesting. I feel like there's such a double standard when it comes to Only Flapjacks OF because there's this idea, and I wouldn't even say the media painted this. You can disagree with me if you want, that like people think it's only for girls that are making explicit content. When I personally know personal trainers on there, chefs, I know artists on there, I know athletes on there, celebrities. DJ Khaled is on Only Flapjacks.
Yeah.
Like
I do think there's definitely like a misunderstanding of the content on there. Of course, yes, there are people doing very extreme adult things.
Of course.
However, the amount of nudity that I show on there is the same exact amount of nudity I show in fine art figure modeling.
Yeah.
It's wild to me. So, yeah.
See, I never would expect somebody in the fine art world to have a boundary with that or an issue with it because, again, it's art, but also I feel like they go hand in hand. Like, OF has really paved the way for a lot of us creators to be able to travel model more. Back in the day, like that's kind of how we first became close friends is that we did a tour across the country. And the only reason we were even able to do this tour is like I had scraped up all of my money to move across the country. But now there's a leeway here where it's like now we have a platform online where we can still create funds to go on these trips and to do more tours. And it makes it, I wouldn't say more lucrative, but it allows us to enjoy the touring and enjoy meeting people instead of doing it to survive.
Yeah, without having to like actually survive off of it, I'm able to be more, what's the word? Like I'm able to really be picking and choosing who I work with.
Be more selective.
And being more creative because now I'm inspired by who I'm working with and I'm not just like, oh my God, I'm so broke. I need to work with this amateur photographer who's going to take bad pictures of me. You know, we've all been there.
Those were some characters.
Oh, girl.
Man. And I haven't even done it as long as you have. Like, but I had some rough times where I was like, oh my gosh, am I really doing this? There were some scary moments too because a lot of, if you don't know, like, art modeling, a lot of the time you're getting in your car and driving to a location and you're just trusting that one, the photographer is going to show up, first of all. Second of all, they're going to pay you, hopefully, because sometimes you know, I've heard of girls getting scammed. Luckily, mm-hmm. I've never had that happen to me. Very right. lucky in that sense. But then third of all, your safety. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're showing up to shoot in a hotel room.
Yeah, you definitely can end up in like some weird situations. I was yeah. pretty fortunate because I was like heavy reference checking people. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a lot of issues, especially once I was public, like in publications like Playboy and things like that. People are like, oh, I don't want to mess with somebody that yeah. has power. So they're going to go after like newbies, which is really sad and unfortunate. But that's how the creeps work.
Yeah. It was always funny because like a lot of the photographers I worked with had worked with you as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like I feel like I was also under that umbrella because I was your friend, that they knew not to try anything with me essentially. But mm-hmm. we would always have like great conversations about you because you would never beat around the bush. And mm-hmm. I admired that so much about you because they would ask me to do something like maybe a pose and I would kind of like coyly be like, I don't know. Whereas like they'll mention like, oh yeah, I asked Carlotta Champagne to do that. And she was like, no. And I loved it. I'm like, man, I want to be more like her when I grow up. Just like, you know, yeah. if you don't want to do something, say it. Don't be shy about it. Just say it.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't pull punches. I'm just like, nah, I'm not paid enough to do that. I'm good.
I'm not paid enough for that. Like, no. Oh, yeah. It's crazy what they'll ask of us. Like, yeah. I
will say I look back on some of my old photos and I'm kind of horrified. I have these pictures of me completely nude oh. and I'm about 30 feet up in the air on the edge of a cliff barefoot. And they are beautiful photographs. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But it is so dangerous. And I look at that now and I'm like, I could have died.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just did these crazy things. But also these photographers put me in these situations and didn't think anything of it.
Oh my gosh. Do you know how many times I have been in a public place where you shouldn't be taking yeah. that kind of content? But because the photographer didn't take the time. Oh my gosh. That reminds me. There was a shoot I did before I even moved here. There was a photographer who wanted to shoot me at the Galleria. The Galleria freaking Ria. Yes.
What?
In the pavilion. Wow. Like, wow. This guy did no research. He was even from here. Wow. I don't remember what city or anything, but he was like, yeah, we're going to shoot here. It's going to be really great. And I was like, mm-hmm. there's people everywhere. There's kids everywhere. Like, what yeah. are you thinking? Like, it just – and that's not with everyone. Like, I've had some really wonderful experiences, mm-hmm. but I remember that one because I have gone to the Galleria now that I've lived here, and I'm like, I remember that one time there was a guy who wanted me to shoot here. Crazy.
Have you ever had the cops called on you?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Stop. Did you get in trouble?
Did they? I got a ticket once in New York. Mm. They said it was endangerment to the public because someone could be because toplessness is legal there. So they just said it was like reckless endangerment to the public because someone could get distracted and like fall into the subway station and die.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, that's kind of a, you know. Whatever. You just wanted to give me a ticket.
Yeah.
But
was he trying to like hit on you, do you think? Or was it just
the cop?
Like, yeah.
No.
No, he was, no, playing he was just bad cop.
Yeah. He was just darn. Being a jerk. And then someone once, it's funny because I was actually just shooting swimsuit stuff and, but I was changing like pretty discreetly. It wasn't a very busy beach. There was like mm-hmm. a few people really far away, but I was like changing behind a towel and,
yeah.
and being We've discreet about that. It. And they called the cops because I was naked on the beach. And it was like the one time where the photographer was like, look, there's no naked pictures.
Whoa, he showed them the back of the yeah, camera?
He helped them go through it because it was all swimsuit pictures.
Yeah.
And he was like, these people just want to cause a problem. So, yeah, I've had the cops call on me a few times.
Wow.
I also think I've just like bounced and we've like left before they've shown up.
But yeah, I would like to think that's happened to me too.
But. Yeah, I'm not as daring as I was back then though. Now I'm like, get a studio. I'm not dealing with
it. Yeah, I am not risking it for the biscuit at all. It's not worth it.
No.
Ugh.
And OF doesn't really play that game either.
Thankfully. They yeah. used to. Mm-hmm. They were really encouraging. Well, maybe they weren't encouraging, but girls were posting all kinds of stuff on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, I flashing in public or like soft flashing in public. Mm-hmm. And then they would say like, go sub to my only flapjacks to see the rest of it. So yeah. I'm really glad that they've put that in place.
Yeah.
Just because they shouldn't be encouraging.
Oh, I walked in on somebody. Behavior. Not like I didn't walk in on them, but I was at, I don't remember what it was, some store at the mall. Mm-hmm. And there was someone like live streaming on OF in the dressing room.
Really?
And you could hear them talking to the people and everything. I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Wait, like they were in a store in the mall and they were live streaming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did they get away with that? Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, but it was definitely adult content happening in a dressing room. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I've never done anything like, well, I've done some things. Have I told you that I'm like permanently banned off of Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, wait, have I told the story? Oh gosh, I'm seeing Cosmo back there. He's like blushing. He's like, oh my gosh, this episode. I want to bring it back to Carlos DeLulu for a second since we have Cosmo here. And I'm just like curious, does that, like, I mean, we're familiar with gatekeeping, cosplay, there's gatekeeping with everything. But does that shock you that somebody like in a niche, sort of, I guess, a niche art form would gatekeep and not want someone to work with them because they're popular on a platform? Like, what is that? How does that sit with you?
I think it's stupid.
Great.
I mean, it's like somebody at Playboy telling them, like, well, you know, you just, your boobs aren't big enough for Playboy.
Ugh,
it's just like stupid. It's art. I mean, if you look at the art back in the days, it was all different. Well, actually, no, it was curvy women, all the busts, all the figures and stuff like that. So it's stupid. I think it's just it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a strange thing to see someone be successful and gatekeep them because of it. Like,
and for the affiliation.
Yeah, it's the affiliation. It's not really that they're trying to gatekeep me away from art. It's just that they don't want to be associated to OF. But I'm like, I don't think you would be.
Not at all.
Like, it's two different things completely.
Yeah. I just still don't understand it. It's kind of like there was a thing back in the days where some porn stars were trying to get some SAG credit for being like background and whatnot. And like, finally, I think after so long, I think Pirates came out. It's like the one that has like $11 million budget.
Yeah.
And it was like a movie, special effects, but all the porn stars. And they had one version that was rated R that you can get at Blockbuster Video. And then there's the other one that's just like you have to get it at a sex shop. But it was considered to be part of the motion picture. And there was it was some kind of legal stuff where they finally got some SAG vouchers. Like, all right, yeah, some SAG credits.
So they had to fight for SAG credit?
Yeah.
Just because, like, they participated in explicit content on another platform?
They're known as porn stars.
Yeah.
But they were, one of them was trying to get into, like, acting, just having like, a regular acting gig. And it was background work.
Hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we're not giving you any credit. You're going to be like, you know, blah, 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 this and that. And he's been trying for the longest time to go from one industry to the other industry. But it's just really hard when your face is all over a different, like, stuff, you know? So, but that was a long time ago. It was like 90... I would say 97, 98. I'm not dating myself, but but yeah, it's stupid. Don't gatekeep it. Don't gatekeep anything. That's my opinion.
Well, I just think what's strange about it is when, like, traditionally, just as far as fine art is concerned, the only people that would model for artists were basically like prostitutes in situations like that. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to say, oh, well, you know, you're on that adult site and people do adult things. And I'm like, what do you think the history of art actually is? That's what most of the women have been. Like, you look at the paintings on, you know, and the Louvre, and that's what it is.
Draw me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Yeah. Actually, that brings up my DeLulu for this week. Segway, look at me go. As I wanted to talk a little bit about my history being in the fine art industry and maybe educate those of you that are out there that there was a time before only flapjacks. And it was very different than it is now. Mm-hmm. And I personally feel like we should be celebrating where we're at with this type of work. And obviously you can chime in on this too, because you've been in this industry even longer than I have. So you know, interrupt me whenever you feel like it. When I first got started, I remember one of my very first jobs was I got paid by a website for a whole day to come and shoot a bunch of sets for them. And I want to say it was 8 sets and they paid me $500, which it doesn't sound like a lot of work, but 8 full sets of like 10-minute long videos, I would say anywhere between like 50 to 100 photos, And they would move pretty slowly because usually the photographer would want to talk to you about things and like ask you like, what are your career goals? And they would kind of like chum you up a little bit. And usually they were very nice. Never had any issues with the photographers for these websites, but they would pay you the $500 and they would have you fill out a form that gives them the right to sell your image forever. Yeah. So you're not only getting, you know, you're spending your whole day there, you're getting your cash, or maybe they would write you a check, but you sign away the rights to these images and videos forever. Like, they cannot be scrubbed off the internet. They're stuck there. And at the time when I was like very young doing this, they would have you sign it before you even started shooting. So you would be signing away your rights to something you didn't, that didn't even exist in the moment. Mm-hmm. And again, for some perspective here, I was serving at like the Olive Garden and I would never make $500 in a day. Like, that to me was like big, quick money. So I was always excited to do it. But now that I'm still in this industry, those photo sets are still being sold. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was lucky enough that I learned how to do social media really well. So it's like, of course, it's almost like a big ticket item for these companies. They're selling like the first ever Dare Taylor video. And you better believe they've made more than $500 off it. I get no commission, you know, like I get no cut of it now, but I'm sure they've made millions yeah. off of these photo sets and videos. And you would get $500 for the day.
Yeah.
So
did you ever do stock content?
I did once, but not for nude content, actually.
Okay. So I have a quick story, if you don't mind. Yeah, just go. Jumping in on this.
Yeah.
So I did a bunch of stock photos. There's a lovely gentleman that I worked with, and I don't hold anything against the photographer. He's very sweet. He did photos and videos of me for stock site, and mm-hmm. you know, for me, $500 in a day score, yeah. you know. Oh. And he puts it on the, I don't even remember what it was. It was like iStock Photo or one of those things, and sells them. And then this app pops up, and it pops up because I'm not even familiar with it. But it's on Good Morning America, number one selling app in the United States, and it's on Good Morning America for soliciting adult content to minors.
Oh.
And it's my face. So my grandmother says, I saw Carlotta on the news, and yikes. So I had to explain to my family, like, I have nothing to do with this app.
Oh.
And it's completely taken out of context. It was called, it was called The Pocket Girlfriend. And they took these cute little videos of me, like, in a bikini, like, going, you know, whatever. And then they added someone else's voice on it. And Whoa. So when you touched it, like, the app, it would say things like, I love it when you leave your socks on the floor. And just, like, dumb stuff like that. Ooh. Like, and it was supposed to be the perfect girlfriend who would, you know, just whatever.
Oh, my gosh. But,
and I have nothing against the person that made it, but this is such a good example of how you have no control over your image. Mm-hmm. You've sold it away for $500, and that person literally made millions.
Ugh.
It was the number one selling app in America, and it is what actually got apps shut down on adult content.
No
and so
way.
You can't, like, yeah, like, all these websites can't get apps now.
Wow. Yeah. So. That's a crazy story. Do you have, like, a screen grab of, like, the app on Good Morning America?
I used to. I'm sure I have it on one of my old laptops or hard drives.
We should dig for
that. I'll have to find it.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. And your grandma's just like, okay.
Yeah, my family definitely saw that. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say I had anything like that happen. The one time I did a stock photo shoot, this isn't as interesting as your story, but it was for an SAT prep. Like, and I did it as, like, an actor, like, where you would go and they would just take photos of you doing other mm-hmm. things. And an SAT prep course took the photos. And it's me, like, holding a book and, like, leaning up against a bookshelf. And it's like, my name is Anna, and this course really helped me learn how to do math. And my mom saw it and sent it to me. And she was like, wow, people even look at you and know you can't do math. Because I'm terrible at math. But, yeah, that was the one time I had a stock photo circulate. But. Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, those are going to be just sold forever.
Yeah.
So, which kind of sucks for us, but.
Yeah, it just makes me delulu in a way because it's like, I don't think you should be able to sign away your image forever.
Yeah, I mean, even Disney had like a cutoff. Did you hear that Mickey just became like public domain? So.
But it's only Steamboat.
Oh, okay.
So well, it's not like, you know, the Yeah.
But there's a certain ending period, basically. Mm-hmm. But we don't have that in our contracts.
We don't.
We just get signed screwed. Away our lives.
It's awful. Like, I don't think that that's okay.
Yeah. I actually, I've had to write out, like, what I want with my image in my will because you know, when people, when you pass away, like, you've got hard drives of your content. You don't want that to just be, like, purchased at your estate. And that's
Could you
it.
Imagine?
I've definitely thought about that because I've known photographers who have passed that I've worked with. And I'm like, what happened to all my content that they took of me? Like,
I don't like the thought of that because, like, we go to estate sales. We do. Imagine just, like, looking through a box and finding a hard drive.
I've being like, found people's personal, like, naughty photos at estate sales.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, them and their wife, like, stuff like that.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like,
in their underwear drawer, you know.
But do you bring it to them? Or are you like,
I've brought stuff like that to the estate sale company and been like, you might just want to put this away.
But, yeah. Good on you.
Yeah, but, you know, some people just buy it and be like, I'm adding this to my personal collection.
Oh! Creepy.
Everybody's got a weird collection, I feel like, of something. I like stuffed animals. You like vintage.
I like some velvet people. Paintings.
Yes, velvet paintings. Some guy likes to collect other people's nudes. What can we say?
Yeah. Well, that's actually most of the guys on the internet from what I understand.
Yeah. It's not underground. We're all aware. Man, that's crazy, though. Like, ugh. I think, like, in the industry today, I feel like it's probably been modified a little bit that you're not signing away your whole image and your being. But now with AI, it's the same thing all over again.
Yeah. AI is crazy because now they can just put your face on whatever and get you to do what you weren't willing to do in the first place.
Or make you sound like you.
Yeah.
You can make anything.
Oh, yeah.
You can have deep fake.
Yeah.
And I think what's scary is because we have signed these releases, they sort of can get away with doing some of this stuff. But none of this existed when we signed these releases.
Right.
So it doesn't seem like it should be applicable, but I believe it is. So what we need, I've been saying this for a minute, we need a union for the nude adult industry.
We totally need a union.
Yeah.
How is there not
We're ready
been
to
one?
Strike?
Yeah, better wages.
No AI.
Yeah.
Or at least AI on our terms. That's the thing, is when strangers are putting your image on things against your will, it feels like assault.
Yeah.
It feels like when PC gamers, they get a game and they get like a code or they hack into it to make the character naked.
Oh, yeah.
And I see that a lot on YouTube. I'm just like, you know, like Dead or Alive or... what's a good one I'm thinking about? Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, making one of the main characters in a bikini fighting through the whole game. Or naked.
That's so, actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Have you had people doing, like, weird AI stuff with you?
Yeah, I just choose not to repost it because I don't want them to get the idea that I like the AI. I am glad that we are in this time period, though, where we do have a say and we can say no and we can on record via video or paperwork can say like, hey, I don't consent to this unless I sign off on it. Whereas like some actors now that have passed before, they're now taking their image like Marilyn Monroe, you know, Elvis, they're slapping their faces as deepfakes on people all the time now and are kind of making a mockery of them. And I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable when I see stuff like that because it's like, we don't need to be doing that. Like, let them rest.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, not.
The one thing I will say about AI is I like the idea that I can just make myself like 24-year-old Carlotta forever and just be like, I can just sell this image forever. I'm going to be 80 years old and I'm still like selling Carlotta AI at 24. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be old ladies.
I got plans.
sitting on our little computers and sending our nudes. 18-year-old titties, let's go. Could you imagine?
Why not?
You're still going to be nude modeling. Let's
be
real.
I probably will. I actually had my grandmother's sister was a nude model until she was an old woman. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she modeled for art classes at Rhode Island School of Design.
I love that.
Nice.
That is so cool. I remember at one point you brought up that you would probably be in the running for like the Guinness World Record for like most photographed nude art model.
Most photographed nude model, potentially. I have modeled excessively for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to camera clubs, which I'm kind of horrified by now.
It's a camera club.
It was where like a whole bunch of photographers, like 10, 20, 30 guys would basically all show up to like photograph you. And
oh.
And so We used to call them like gangbang shoots, and which is a terrible title, but it was basically like you're just modeling and all these people are just taking pictures. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a bit horrifying to look back on, but I needed the work at the time and I did a lot of that. And there was one specific one I did a couple of times in New York, and there had to have been 50 to 100 guys shooting me at once. And this is digital age, so it's not like they're getting one or two pictures. Because Betty Page was notoriously like the most photographed nude model with 50,000 images. I'm like, I got 50,000 images in a weekend at one of these. Damn. So I'm very curious like where I would stand in that. I've actually reached out to Guinness.
Did you? Yeah. Guinness, if you're watching, what's your response? Come on. Let's get her in there. That would be so cool. Like, could you imagine, like, just in the big book of Guinness, and there's you, like, ta-da.
You never know. I mean, it is very feasible. I know of, like, a couple other girls that have been in the industry about as long as me, but not many.
But my query about that is, though, if they don't reach out, like how would you know if somebody beat that record if
they would have to reach out.
Yeah. So it's like technically if you are the only one who reaches out, then you're the one who holds the spot.
Exactly.
How do you get a hold of Guinness? Do you call them?
No, they have a website.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if, you know. Yeah. Do they have to witness it though?
I would probably have to prove like here are my discs of photographs.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't have even like probably 5% of what's out there of me, but I still have literally drawers of CDs.
Wow.
From old photo shoots.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I think that'd be such a cool thing if you could manage, like, or they get back to you and having your name and your picture and having a fun title like that. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, pageants where you, like, are the reigning, you know, Miss Guinness World Record for, like, art nude modeling. I think it'd be so fun. But I'm all about kitschy stuff like that. I think it's super cute.
Yeah. Miss Nude Internet.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Somebody make her a sash right now. Get her a crown. Wait, what would mine be though? I need a fun like internet title.
Oh, I don't know.
Gosh, what's something that I do that's like really like niche down?
Dirty Disney.
There you go. Okay, I love
Dirty
Disney. Yeah. Dirty Disney. Ta-da! Thank you, Disney. Hire me again if you need another girl.
They're like, block.
Yeah, I know, right? They're like, she's on the do not hire list. That's okay. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. It's good to be a little bad, you know?
Who would your, like, ideal princess be right now if you went back and did that?
Oh, goodness. As I say goodness, like, oh, goodness me. I feel like I would fit more of Belle now.
Okay.
Just because, like, usually the typecast for her is a little bit more mature. Whereas, like, back in the day when I did it, I did more of, like, the youthful characters.
Yeah, you were Moana?
No, I wasn't, actually. Okay. I went many times to be fitted, but okay.
I know
not.
You did Jasmine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was someone else. Was it the Frozen girl, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I was friends with Anna and Jasmine, so... Okay. Yeah, it was really fun, but I'm that's a whole nother podcast that we'll do eventually where I'll talk a little bit more about that. Just because it's a fun little story, but it's definitely not like the big pinnacle of me. Just like, like it's hard to describe you as well in like a nutshell. Like for your intro, I took forever to write because I was like, I don't know. Like, because you're not just vintage. You're not just like DeLorean owner. Like you just layers. People have layers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel better now that you've like gotten your DeLulu off your chest?
Yeah. And I hope that people that are in the industry like will take this for what it is though. Like you can't just gatekeep things and whatever. We're multifaceted, multi-layered people and we do more than one thing.
Yeah. And stop hating on only flapjacks. Like, come on. Let's get over that. It's 2024 now. Let's get over the, if she has an only flapjacks, then she can't XYZ. I'm a little over that. And pay people appropriately with my DeLulu. Come on. Let's pay people their worth.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Have you ever had a photographer who was like, I'm going to send you this check 5-10 years later because this sold really well?
No, absolutely not.
I can think of one person that's done that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
And I mean, it wasn't a huge amount and it was like legitimately just fine art, but maybe there was more than one, but like one specific one that I really remember.
But it's the courtesy. It's the courtesy of, you know, doing good on your word kind of thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Cosmo? How are you feeling, DeLulu, back there?
I'm feeling really satisfied about this conversation.
Oh, good.
I think people need to get that stigma out of their mind and just like, hey, man, you know what? It's just stop thinking that way. The world could be better. So much. We can move on to better things if we just get that closed-minded,
open your minds.
Open your mind.
Yeah. I feel so much better. I always feel better when we do podcasts and we talk about our DeLulus because it's nice to just like get it out of your body and then just... I feel so much better now. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest.
Yeah, of course.
I love having you staying in my home and hanging out. But be sure to check her out. What's your website where they can find all your goodness?
TheCarlottaOfficial.com. You can find everything there, all my social medias, all the fun stuff.
There's tons of buttons. Push them all. They're all fun. Be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel as well. You mainly feature fashion, right? Mm-hmm. Or do you sometimes feature some of your nerdiness as well?
Mostly just fashion on there. I do a lot of try-on hauls, but mostly like geared towards vintage and novelty kitsch stuff.
So be sure to go ahead and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel as well. You want to be in the DeLulu canoe with us? Subscribe. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Ring that notification bell. Follow the Instagram. Follow the TikTok. Do all the things. You know what to do. And stay DeLulu. Or don't.
Get in the canoe with us.
Bye.
Bye.